It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. I want to start this episode with a shout out. I want to shout out Dave Weekly for inviting me on the Metro News Hotline show that he hosts Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 on Metro News stations, radio stations. Super appreciative of Dave's support of me and this podcast. And I mentioned Dave, and it's crazy that this podcast, looking at a cat who's about to fight another cat, I can throw something easily and hit my washer and dryer and somehow deemed credible enough to be a guest on a radio show. It's insane. Dave's first question out the chute in my appearance this week was, I might be paraphrasing, I think it was, is West Virginia a good basketball team? And it took me aback. I was not prepared for that question. And I should have been. I mean, I think I was taken aback because I think West Virginia's good. And they have wins over good teams. And they're in the middle of the standings of one of the best conferences in America. But hindsight, looking back, fair question. Just because West Virginia lost 4-5, they struggled on the Frog Court against a TCU team that got blown out by 30 at Iowa State today. And they haven't been a betting favorite in West Virginia since the Arizona State game. Today they were a favorite, but they played 12 Big 12 games and been betting favorites in three of them. So can you be a good team when you're an underdog most of the time? So under those parameters, it's a fair question. My answer to Dave was that they are good. And I didn't say this on the radio, but I'll say this right now. I think they're good because of Darren DeVries. They're good because they have a Big 12 Player of the Year candidate in Javon Small. And they're good because overall, they're really good at defense. And I think we saw a good team play today. They, for only the second time in Big 12 play, West Virginia breaks 70. So again, I tell you that. Do good teams break 70 more often than West Virginia does? Can you be a good team if you struggle to get to 70? I guess I'm saying yes. Regardless of what happens, let's say they fall off the map here in these last, nine games or eight games. We're down to eight. Man, it's moving fast. Let's say they actually hit a wall in these last eight games. I still think they're a good team. Do I have bias? Perhaps. But I think they're a good team. And they showed it today. They beat the Utah Utes 72-61. They're 6-6 now in the Big 12. Actually, another first for West Virginia. Darren DeVries just lining up first. This is the first win, according to Basketball Reference, that West Virginia's had over Utah in basketball. So broke the Gonzaga streak, broke the Utah streak, broke the Doliak curse. And the key to this game was the last 4 minutes of the first half and the last 3 minutes of the second half. This was a tie game with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Utah started the game 6-0 lead. West Virginia came back, tied with 4 minutes left. And then West Virginia outscores Utah 12-3 to finish the half up 9. Always a good sign talking about put together good first halves. It was pretty even, but the scoreboard said West Virginia had a good first half, and they did by finishing strong. And then they build the lead up to 12 or 14 midway through the second half. One of those. I think it was 14. Utah made a three to cut the lead to a 5-point game with 3 minutes left. And it's still anybody's game. And West Virginia's next possession, Amani has it in the post, passes it out to an open Jonathan Powell, who makes a three that hits the rim between 3 and 15 times. That extends the lead to 8. That was the dagger. West Virginia outscores Utah 8-2 in the last 3 minutes to put this game away. Also, for only the second time in Big 12 play, West Virginia got 4 guys into double-digit scoring. And you can be a good team without having a lot of guys be at double digits. But I want to start with the guy who almost made it to double digits. And that's Toby Okoni, because he had the play of the game. And this is 2 games in a row where he's filled the stat sheet, aggressive on offense. And this play of the game, and probably his biggest play since the Arizona game in the Bahamas, it started on the defensive end. Toby Okoni helped defense, off-ball defense, shout out to Slaw Blog, and blocks a shot. So clean block. Then he runs the court, gets over to the left corner. Javon Small finds him, makes the three. So block on one end, three on the other end. The most excited part of the game for me was that play. A coach spoke highly about his play in the postgame presser, and it was deserving. Toby Okoni, play of the game. After over in Fort Worth, Amani Hansberry, he scored 2 points, but over from the field. Amani had it going today, and I think he had one of his best games of the season. He got the three to go. He finished around the rim. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and been saying it all season, with Tucker out, the clear number 2, the best version of West Virginia is when Amani is scoring the ball. And when Javon, who has a casual 14, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, couple of steals, just a ho-hum day for Javon, when Javon gets that double team and Amani gets it wide open at the top of the key and can make that shot, West Virginia's dangerous. They can hang with anybody offensively with that play, because it's going to be there. Almost every time, it's going to be there. And it was great to see Amani recover from that rough game at TCU. Joe Yesufu, he had 14. That's his third straight game scoring in double figures. And if Amani's doing that, and then Joe is playing like he's been playing, he's the only guard besides Javon that is really good at creating his own shot. He's got these wild drives to the basket where he's almost kind of going away from the basket and has a weird angle of banking the shot in. But he's done that enough times that it shouldn't be weird. Like, he's getting more minutes. I'm assuming he's getting more healthy from what ended his season last year, and he's in a good groove. And I like what he's doing. And he's pulling the trigger on threes with confidence. They're not all going in. That one time they did. But he's playing with confidence. And he's in a groove on the offensive side. And Jonathan Powell, he had all of his 11 points in the second half, hit that clutch three late, got another defensive highlight by getting a steal, somehow gathering the ball with two Utes around him, finishing the layup. He had 7 rebounds today. So that's a performance he needed after struggling on the Frog Court. Other first, KJ made his first basket since the Kansas game. Sincere, who had to sit the last 8 minutes of the TCU game, he started. He wasn't 100%, but he scored baskets, including an and-one where Utah closed out on his when he was at the three-point line aggressively. Sincere got to do the blow-by because somebody thought that Sincere was going to shoot the three. Let's call that a defensive lapse for the Utes. But awesome to see Sincere out there. Man, if Sincere can't play, then you're playing with 7 guys. Now you're barely keeping it together. And I still think they're a good team. And with just bad luck. You could be a good team and have bad luck. West Virginia made 9 threes a day, which is what they, you know, they can't go 3 for 20, 5 for 30. They made 9. They take care of the basketball. They got some home cooking from the refs in a few spots, which we should not apologize for. When you see it, when you see the free throw discrepancy in Fort Worth, you want to get back home and then not call travel on Okadi where he was off the ground and they didn't call it. You want to see him call a flagrant one against the Utah guy when it looked like a basketball play. If other teams are going to get home cooking, let's get some home cooking and feel good about it. And I think they had it a few times tonight. And they hung with a team who's giants. I mean, that guy from Mongolia, he's bringing the ball down. He's 6'8". Lots of length from the Utes. And West Virginia, I think, was -2 on the boards. And they don't need to win rebounding battles. They just got to hang, and they did. And in a path to getting an NCAA tournament bid, which they are currently on, still a 9 seed in the bracket matrix. But with these last 8 games, they got to take care of business at home. And that makes, when they do that, it's going to make that path much easier. And they did that today in the win against Utah.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Great to see the fans in the Coliseum give it up for Utah assistant coach Josh Eilert, who was the interim coach last season in the season from you know where. Full benefit. Props to that guy. Always will have respect for him stepping up in the situation he was presented and representing the university well. He did post on Twitter. Remember, after last season, he might write a book. Please do that, Josh Eilert. The people want that book. Speaking of wanting to know, Jaden Stone confirmed out for the rest of the season. Darren DeVries said that in the press conference. We'll use a regular red shirt. If you don't play any games, then you can just, you don't have to get a medical red shirt, just a red shirt. And we'll see if he runs it back with WVU next season. So we're out of the will he, won't he business for the time being. Tucker, surgery, out there today in a sling. Jaden confirmed not coming back. So it's just good to know these things. Will Jaden come back next season? Will he go the way of Jose Perez? Who's to say? But that's for the offseason. I wish both of them speedy recoveries and hope to see them both back healthy and playing for the Mountaineers next season. Let's do a quick check of the women's team. The last update on this podcast, I said if they can somehow get to 10-2 in the Big 12 going into the Baylor game on February 11th, then I think they can control their destiny in possibly winning the Big 12 title. Well, the Baylor game's next, and they're not 10-2. They're 9-3. They tripped up at a good Arizona team. And since that loss, West Virginia's been on a tear. They won the revenge game against Oklahoma State. I don't think Oklahoma State broke 40 in the Coliseum. So great defensive performance there. Just put the beat down on Oklahoma State. And then the last two games, they almost skunked their opponent. I don't know if that's a thing in basketball. It is in other sporting things where your opponent doesn't score. I mean, West Virginia scored the first 18 points versus Kansas before giving up a bucket late in the first quarter. Today, at Houston, West Virginia scored the first 20 before Houston finally got on the board. I believe they got to 4 in the first quarter. They're in a groove. And Sydney Shaw has been lighting it up from 3. She's improving on defense. JJ had 8 steals against Oklahoma State. Kylie was making 3, scored 24 against Arizona State. Kaya Watson continues to fill the stat sheet. And she's the glue gal? I mean, she'd be the glue guy, but she's a woman. Whatever. The glue person for the team. Kaya does all the stuff. And she's a very important part of this team being successful. And West Virginia's 9-3. But Kansas State, who I think was undefeated at the time of the last update, they've dropped a couple. They're playing without their best player, Lee. TCU's dropped a couple. And so West Virginia finds himself going into the Baylor game, one game out of the Big 12 lead. And it's a three-way tie for first place. And West Virginia's next 4 games, 3 of those are against the teams above them. At Baylor, they get Kansas State at home. And they got to go to TCU, to the Frog Court. I don't know if the Frog Court has been a problem for West Virginia on the women's side or if it's just the guys. But they're in the spot I was hoping for. And they are playing really good basketball right now. So if they can get the 3 to fall, not fall into these just terrible shooting slumps, and hang around on the boards. They can get pushed around still, even though they've improved inside. They put themselves in a spot to where they had the chance to go for it. It's going to be tough with two of those games against the teams above them on the road. But this four-game stretch is going to determine, first of all, if they can somehow pull out a Big 12 title, which I think they can. They've given themselves a chance. I think they can do it. I wouldn't bet on that, but at least they've given themselves a chance. They're in the conversation. And then these four games, it will probably help determine if they can set themselves up for hosting NCAA tournament games, because they're staying in the top 25. I haven't checked recently where they're projected by ESPN, from what I can tell, is the only ones doing bracketology on the women's side. But they're a fun watch every time, and I think they have big plans, and they should have high expectations going into the tournament. They're going to be a tough out. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU on the men's side, back on cable. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., CBS Sports Network. West Virginia stays in the Coliseum, and the BYU Cougars come to town. BYU has a new coach, but they got a lot of familiar faces from last season, including their big guy that absolutely took it to us last season. They also have a 6'9 freshman point guard. He's fun to watch. He's a good distributor of the basketball. BYU, just like the last guy who's now at Kentucky, I don't remember the new coach's name, but they still shoot a ton of threes. They're still unselfish with the basketball. They're really good at offense, and they're okay at defense. And they'll come into this one on a two-game losing streak, including a blowout loss today at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I proclaim, they might be bad. Then they've won their last two games. Outside of Colorado, who can you write off in the conference? Sorry, Colorado. But everybody else, Kansas State has won 5 in a row. I believe they're 6-6 in the conference, tied with WVU and WVU's next opponent, BYU. So this is a big one as far as Big 12 standings. Here's the issue. This game is on a Tuesday, and West Virginia has been in Big 12 play. They've been more of a weekend team. I can't explain it. They're 5-1 on the weekend, and they're 1-5 during the week. And I would argue their one win during the week was on New Year's Eve. Regardless of where New Year's Eve is at on the calendar, does New Year's Eve feel like a weekday, or does it feel like a weekend? I would argue weekend, and if you agree with me, then that means West Virginia 6-1 on days that feel like the weekend, and they're 0-5. They haven't won during the week. That's how I like to look at it. This is going to be, I think West Virginia will be a favorite on this one. Ken Pomeroy's prediction has got it really close, so this could be a toss-up. What is a pick'em? Maybe a slight advantage to West Virginia. I don't know why that's a thing, why they can't win during the week, but I'd like that to not be a thing on Tuesday. Home wins are important. This is a home game against a good BYU team. I don't think this is the worst matchup for West Virginia. Can the role players, like they did today, step up again? Two good performances in a row in Morgantown. And Javon Small, who didn't take a lot of shots today, maybe he'll have one of those games. It'd be nice to have that. If we can do what we did today and have the same result, whatever. Wins to get to the postseason at home. Any game. Love them to win every game. Home games, It's not a must win. It'd be really nice to get this one and win two in a row for the first time since the first part of the Big 12 schedule. Will they do it? We'll find out on cable. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 15 wins and they have 8 losses.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.